Now, having understood this hadith and the four qualities that we are advised to adopt, that is being easygoing and forgiving, being open-minded and flexible, and remaining close to the people around us, we will now try to learn how the Prophet ﷺ himself practiced these qualities of forbearance, ease, leniency, and open-mindedness. And lastly, what habits the Prophet ﷺ adopted in order to make people feel so close to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this very well and explains why and how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people around him remained so close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and why his blessed being was like a magnet for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O my esteemed beloved, what a mercy of Allah that you are lenient with them. Had you been stern and hard-hearted, people would have deserted, scattering away from around you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a beautiful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and that was the gift of beautiful and noble character. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "Inna Allaha addabani fa ahsana ta'dibi," that verily God Almighty has taught me adab, noble conduct, and raised it to perfection. So it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that he was gifted with the qualities of lenience, layyin, and softness and kindness and mercy. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the people around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushed to him. They found comfort in him. They ran towards him with their family, with their friends, with their problems and worries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, had you been harsh, stern and hard-hearted, the people surely would have ran away.
We know the famous story of the elderly woman who was once standing with a load of her things, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw her from a distance, and he decided to approach her and ask her why she was standing there. And she replied, "Well, I have a load of these things with me, and it's too heavy for me to carry on my back, and I also have no one to help me take it to my home." And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered to take her things on his blessed back and help her take it to her home. And so once they arrived at this lady's home, the lady says to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "You know, you really are a man of beautiful character and morals, and I feel as though I want to give you some advice." And so she says to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "I heard that there is a man here in Mecca, and he has come, and people are saying that he's a magician. He is able to trick people using his words. And it seems as though whoever meets this man, they end up declaring their faith in him. And people even leave the faith of their ancestors to join his religion. So because I see you're a lovely man and you have great character, I wish to save you from this man. So I advise, protect yourself from him." And of course, she was unknowingly speaking ill of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon listening to this lady, simply remained quiet. He neither became angered, he neither spoke back at her or anything. He was just ready to help this lady and be on his way again. And then the lady said, "Well, at least tell me your name before you leave." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "I am actually that man that you are speaking of." And out of shock and out of amazement, she immediately read the Shahada and embraced Islam. So here was an elderly non-Muslim woman unknowingly speaking ill of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his blessed face. But really, it was just the gossip that she had heard from the rest of the kuffar in Mecca. And she'd never actually had a chance to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam herself. So she was a woman filled with prejudice and negativity about a man she'd never met. And once finally meeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she saw the Prophet for exactly who he was. A man who remained so calm and polite and peaceful even after being humiliated. And it is important to remember that before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told the lady who he was, He was actually ready to leave and go about his day. But if the Prophet ﷺ wanted, he could have corrected her. He could have not told her who he was and simply rebut her prejudice and her negativity. He could have defended the man that she was ridiculing. Instead, the Prophet ﷺ did not let the words of this lady occupy his blessed mind and heart. Rather, he was ready to leave and return back to the city. And it was only because the lady had stopped him to ask for his name, the Holy Prophet ﷺ felt the need to tell her. Otherwise, it was not in the blessed personality and character of the Prophet ﷺ to be confrontational or make someone feel embarrassed for something that they had done. And it was this noble conduct of the Prophet ﷺ that drew this lady towards Islam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If the Prophet ﷺ had been stern and harsh-hearted and had been offended and responded harshly, perhaps that lady would have felt her bad judgment of the Prophet ﷺ to be true. Perhaps she would have become an even stronger opponent of the Prophet ﷺ. But the Prophet ﷺ was indeed and is indeed endowed with excellent adab, excellent moral conduct and character, that instead the elderly woman embraced Islam. The Prophet ﷺ's generosity and the generosity of his blessed heart also became one of the many reasons why so many people found comfort in the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and they found a helping hand when they were in need. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu states, مَا سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ شَيْئًا فَقَالَ لَا. He narrates that in his whole life, there has not been one incident where a person came and asked the Holy Prophet ﷺ for something and the Prophet said no. And that was simply a part of the Prophet ﷺ's personality, that he was never able to reject someone. He was never able to reject a man or a woman or a family that had come to him who had asked for a favor. And there are an array of incidents and detailed accounts of the Prophet ﷺ's generosity. And often what we see is that the Prophet ﷺ's charitable behavior became the reason for so many non-Muslims to embrace Islam. This was the case that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates of a man who had come to the Prophet ﷺ on behalf of his tribe. And he had come to ask the Prophet for some provisions for himself, his family, and for some people. And at that time, the Prophet ﷺ used to have so many sheep that it would fill the valley between two mountains. And so once this man who had come to the Prophet ﷺ asking for some provisions, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave him all the sheep that lay between those two mountains. And having seen this, that man went back to his tribe in awe and amazement. And he said to his people, Ya qawmi aslimu, fa inna Muhammadan yu'ti ata'an la yakhsha al-faqa. He went back to his people in awe and amazement, and he said, aslimu, become Muslim, embrace Islam. I have just seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a compassionate and generous man who gives everything he possibly can without any fear of poverty. And if in that moment the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't able to give something to someone, he always found an alternative. For example, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once gifted 90,000 dirham, he called for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and he said, call all the people of Medina, all the poor and hungry, and tell them to take this money for themselves and their families. And so hundreds of people started to line up where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all the dirham were distributed to the people. And after all that money had been distributed, there was one man left and he had come a little bit late. So when he arrived to ask for his provisions and for his share, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا عِنْدِي شَيْءٌ وَلَكِنْ ابْتَعَ عَلَيَّ فَإِذَا جَاءَنِي شَيْءٌ قَدَيْتُهُ. He replied to the man, I have nothing at my disposal at the moment, but you can go to the bazaar purchase anything at my expense, and when something comes to me, I will settle the debt. So the Prophet ﷺ didn't say to the man, sorry, the money is finished, or you should have come earlier. There were 90,000 dirham here for yourself and your family. Instead, the Prophet ﷺ didn't want this man to leave his house empty-handed. And so he said, go to the city, go to the bazaar, buy anything you want for yourself and your family, and I will settle the debt. I will pay for it on your behalf. And at that moment, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he stood up and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا كَلَّفَكَ اللَّهُ مَا لَا تَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah doesn't burden you when you do not have the capacity for something. Why do you go out of your way to give something to someone when you don't have money right now, for example? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he replied, أَنْفِقْ وَلَا تَخَفْ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied, you must spend, and you must spend and not fear any loss of wealth from the Master of the Throne, from Allah Almighty. And in some narrations, it is stated that a man from the Ansar stood up and said this to the Prophet ﷺ. But Hazur Sayyidi Shaykh al-Islam actually states that Imam Hakim Tirmidhi assigns these words to the Prophet ﷺ. فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ smiled and his blessed face was filled with happiness when he had said this. So this hadith is filled with some beautiful lessons for us. And amongst them is that the Holy Prophet ﷺ could never say no to anyone. And if in whatever moment the Prophet ﷺ wasn't able to do something for someone, he didn't have something at his disposal at that moment, if he couldn't help someone, he always found an alternative. He always found a way around a situation. And in this incident, the Prophet ﷺ felt as though he couldn't possibly turn this man around and say, sorry, you know, you came late, you should have come earlier, there was a lot of money here. But the Prophet ﷺ took it upon himself. He took a debt on himself willingly, just so that man was able to feed himself and his family without any worry. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that it is from the mercy of Allah that you have such a soft heart. You are so obliging to the people. And that is why they are in such awe of you. That is why they are so attached to you and they become your ardent lovers. And we also learn that with this generosity comes tawakkul. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has great trust and tawakkul on Allah, in Allah Almighty, that he will never deprive me of his mercy, and therefore there is no need to fear in being generous or sacrificing something for someone else. So when we find ourselves in similar situations, we are too expected to practice selflessness. We are expected to come out of our comfort zones to take a leap of faith for the sake of someone else's happiness. And that doesn't mean that we should go and start taking loans and debts to please people, but we should try to at least apply this scenario in smaller, everyday situations. Try to sacrifice something, for example, your time or your effort or even your wealth, but without any fear that it will set us back. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place more barakah in our time and in our wealth and in our capacity, but it requires a level of selflessness and it requires a realization that our time is not just ours, our wealth is not just ours, our effort is not just for us. Rather, we are expected to give, we are expected to sacrifice for other people's sake. So, as Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, مَا سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ شَيْئًا فَقَالَ لَا. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ever asked for something, he never ever said no. And this was the case regardless of how or who asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For instance, there was a time when Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that he was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet was wearing a Najrani cloak at that time with a rough border. And a Bedouin caught up with the Prophet ﷺ and he pulled the Prophet ﷺ's cloak violently and say that Anas radiallahu anhu states, فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ صَفْحَةِ عَاتِقِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَقَدْ أَثَّرَتْ بِهَا حَاشِيَةُ الرِّدَاءِ مِنْ شِدَّةِ جَبْذَتِهِ. He says, I looked at the side of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's neck, and the border of the cloak had left marks on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's neck from how harshly the man had pulled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cloak. And after the Bedouin had yanked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cloak, he then said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give me something from all the wealth that you possess from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam simply turned to him, he smiled, and he directed that he should be given something. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has this incredible ability to just remain calm, to just remain at ease and almost unbothered by this man's actions. Because not only did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not react with anger and rage, he happily smiled and gave this man whatever it is that he wanted. And something to note here is that there is no such thing as bad circumstances for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There has never been a time where the circumstances or the actions of others have ever altered or impacted or decreased the generosity and the calmness and the patience and forbearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَنَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, Allah is saying it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are showered with the gift of forbearance, you are blessed, you are endowed and cloaked with so much dignity, with a beautiful heart, لِنْتَنَهُمْ, you are so gentle and soft with them, that you smiled at that man who hurt you, who injured you. You instead open your arms out of generosity for this man. And had you been stern, had you been harsh-hearted, had you felt angered and taken revenge, perhaps that man would have dispersed. Perhaps people would have just ran away. But it didn't matter for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what circumstance he was in, how that man behaved with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was just important and it was vital that he maintained his noble conduct. These were the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that reflect the qualities of hayyin and layyin. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, حُرِّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ كُلُّ هَيِّنٍ لَيِّنٍ قَرِيبٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ, the hellfire is forbidden upon all those who adopt such an easygoing nature that you become almost indifferent and unbothered by these situations, and that we develop a kind of attitude where we can easily forget and overlook the faults of others and maintain the prophetic conduct of all time at all times. And that is why it is important that we learn and revise these incidences of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah, so that we can keep them as our reference point and guide and compass when we find ourselves in similar situations.